Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. In today's video, I'm going to touch upon a subject that I've actually spoken about before, and it's the fact that you don't have to try to impress other people with your English. Typically, what happens is when you're having a conversation with someone, deep down inside, you're trying to show off your English skills. You're trying to show that person that your English is up to scratch, which is another idiomatic expression for you, which means up to standards, right? Basically, good enough. And more often than not, it backfires on you, which means you end up being in a worse situation than in the beginning, right? In a worse situation than you started with. And here's what happened to me a week ago or so. A kitchen fitter is a person who fits kitchen furniture into the kitchen, obviously, right? And recently we had some renovation happening in the house, so we got rid of the old kitchen furniture, which had been there for, I would imagine, 30 odd years, ever since the house was built, right? So we bought a new kitchen, and the kitchen fitter came over to my house to do the work, and he stayed here for the whole day. And we got talking, and we had a small breaks during which we had some coffee and all, and I started telling what I'm doing, right, with my life, and what I do for a living, and that I have this blog, English Harmony, and that I teach foreign English speakers how to speak in English fluently. And as the time went by, I kind of felt that my English actually got worse, because he was asking me random stuff, and we got talking about our dogs, because you see, I have a dog and he has a dog, and he was sharing me stories about his dog, and I was telling him how misbehaved my dog is, and that we can't keep him inside, and he has to be kept in an enclosure out in the back garden. And then over time, I started struggling with my English a little bit. And being the English fluency expert that I am, I immediately realized what I was doing. I was trying to live up to his expectation, right? I'm not saying that the expectation was actually there, right? But what I'm trying to say is that the moment I let him know what I do for a living, that I'm an English fluency expert, then from that moment and on, there was this perceived expectation on his part, but it was all a projection of my mind. It wasn't real. I just thought that once he knows I'm an English fluency expert, right? I thought that once he knows that, I have to speak just perfectly. But as I've said on multiple occasions previously, the moment you're trying to speak perfectly, quite the opposite happens, and you start hesitating, you get stuck for words, and all that kind of thing starts happening. And obviously, I resorted to specific fluency management techniques, and you can read more about them here in this article, right? And I basically slowed my speech down, which is a very important aspect of it all. It's actually one of the biggest mistakes foreign English speakers do, right? They speak too fast. So that's the first thing, right? I slowed speech down, and when I was speaking, I was trying to pronounce words clearly, and that saved the day. Basically, I got the fluency back on track, and everything was fine. But I'm just telling you guys this story just to show you that at any stage, no matter at what English fluency level you're at, you have to be conscious of what goes on in your head. And you don't have to kind of meet the expectation of other people, whether those people really expect you to speak at a certain level or it's maybe just you who believes that those people think that way, but in reality, they just don't care about it, right? Most likely, that kitchen fitter guy didn't even care about the way I spoke, and he might have actually totally missed those few hesitant moments that I had. And it's actually a phenomenon, it's a known phenomenon I've spoken about before on my blog, and here's the relevant article where you can read about the fact that foreigners don't always, well, not foreigners, native speakers don't always spot mistakes made by foreign English speakers as they speak, right? Because the whole verbal message is perceived as a whole. And if there's small imperfections, they tend to disappear, right? So what I'm saying is, whether that perceived expectation is real or not, you don't have to try to speak perfectly just because you think that the other person expects you to perform at a certain level, right? Obviously, it's not that easy. It's easier said than done because there are various situations when you kind of feel pressured into performing at a certain level. For example, if there's a company meeting or something and you're attending the meeting and then you are asked to contribute with something, and the moment you open your mouth, you kind of feel all those eyes on you and you feel that everyone is expecting you to say something. So that expectation, just because someone is waiting on you to say something, it weighs greatly on your mind and you start stressing out. And here you can read what happens when we stress out and why our English actually deteriorates and how you can counteract that. So just like I said, the first thing is to slow your speech down, pronounce words clearly, and if that doesn't work, actually, there's a reverse psychology kind of technique that I've written about previously in this article here, and it might work on certain occasions when normal fluency management techniques don't really work for some strange reason, right? So as you can clearly see, guys, I've written about everything on my blog in the past because, believe it or not, I've been in the business since 2007. So that's 8 years in the business, right? And as you can imagine, publishing blog posts on a weekly basis, 2-3 times a week, there's not a lot that I would have left out at this stage, right? I've covered pretty much every aspect of the fluency issues that there is, okay? But still, I'm coming up with new subjects and topics every week. And to tell you the truth, I have a list of them in my notepad and the list is growing. So I'm not gonna run out of issues to discuss for a good while. Believe me, guys, all right? So to conclude this video, let me repeat it once more. If you find yourself in a situation when you kind of start the conversation with speaking more or less fluently, and then you feel that you start speaking worse and worse and your fluency just worsens over time, the first thing to do is slow your speech down and try to think for a second, are you really trying to impress the other person? Are you trying to live up to their kind of expectations of what kind of a English speaker you should be? And it shouldn't be taking you longer than a couple of seconds, really. At the moment you realize that, you have to tell yourself, listen, I'm not going to go down that road. Because if I do, and if I try to speak perfectly, fluency is just going to get even worse, and I won't be able to say anything. So don't mind your mistakes. Don't mind mistakes, because the worst thing you can do is try to say something perfectly with perfect grammar, which makes you analyze your speech. And that's when the whole thing stops. You can just get stopped dead in your tracks and you won't be able to say another word because the information overload is just going to make your brain freeze, all right? So basically ignore mistakes, slow your speech down, try to pronounce words clearly, and kind of don't try to think about what the other person thinks, what they expect from you as an English speaker. Just try to think about the actual matter at hand, the matter you're discussing, what you actually want to say. Put it in very simple words, right? So many things are coming together in this video because there's another article about using very short sentences and simple speech. And that's how it happens. That's how English fluency is achieved. And obviously there's constant spoken English practice necessary in order to achieve all that. And here's an article I published actually this week. Was it this week? I'm not so sure. But anyway, this is a new set of guidelines for those who want to find out how to do the spoken English practice. And here you can find all the things you can do on my blog in order to practice your spoken English. All right. So with that, I'm concluding this video, guys, and I hope you had a few take home. I constantly get confused with these terms. Take home, take away lessons. Home take home. It's one of those things I'm struggling a little bit myself, but I'm pretty sure it's a few takeaway lessons. Let me look it up. The old friend Google is going to come to rescue now. And obviously this is how it happens. You use quotation marks, always quotation marks, right? Take away lesson and perform the Google search. Take away lesson. Yeah, people also say take away. There's 17,700 results returned by Google, and yeah, takeaway lesson. Yeah, so I hope you're gonna have a few takeaway lessons from this video. Implement it when you're doing your spoken English practice or when you're speaking with other people. And yeah, if you have any questions, any comments, publish them in the comment section below. And talk to you soon, guys. Bye-bye.